Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories.
You know, Molly, we've been on some wild and crazy adventures since becoming problem solvers. But I gotta say...
Say what?
The fact that our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, is not only a troublesome troll responsible for uninventing ice cream, but that he also just escaped from Leonardo da Vinci's inventor studio with Aunt Murgatroyd and Machiavelli by time-traveling to an unknown location kind of takes the problem-solving cake.
Don't forget, Mr. Conklin also upgraded another landline troll time machine so it only takes two people to operate instead of four.
Right.
And Conklin still has our time radio, which of course was a slick mobile device that only takes one person to operate.
Oof. This is like a bad dream I can't wake up from. Someone pinch me.
Ow!
Excuse.
Aw, Max, are you okay? He's fine, Katrina.
Yeah, I didn't literally want someone to pinch me. Leo, it's an expression.
Perhaps they should call him Leonardo da Pinch, you know?
That was fire, Michelangelo.
Fire? Where? Get to the hose.
No, Michelangelo, that's just another expression.
Oh.
You know, if they call me Leonardo da Vinci, they could call you Michelangelato, because of how much gelato you eat.
Nice one, Leo.
Hey, I can't help it. Gelato is so sweet and creamy. It's like nothing I've ever tasted.
Wait, did you say gelato?
You have gelato here?
Not anymore. Michelangelato ate it all.
What's gelato?
A chilled, sweet dream of a dessert imported from Sicily.
It's delicious.
I agree with Max. I had some when we vacationed in Italy.
I don't even know what it is and I'm drooling.
You're always drooling.
Am not.
So they have gelato in Sicily?
Well, the rumor is gelato came from Sicily, but we're not exactly sure where it came from.
I don't understand. The trolls went back in time and uninvented ice cream. But if gelato exists now, ice cream should exist later.
What's ice cream?
Oh, right. They don't know.
Could it be the trolls missed gelato?
I miss gelato.
I miss ice cream.
What's ice cream?
But wait, if the trolls missed gelato, we should have gelato in the present, right?
Oh, stop saying gelato. Now I'm drooling.
Molly, when to you is the present?
Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 2024.
2024? Whoa, somebody pinch me. Ow!
Got you back. Sorry.
Max, this gelato ice cream style mystery is melting my brain. What gives?
I think if gelato exists in 1503 Florence, we must be doing something right. Also, I'm sure Aunt Murgatroyd has the answers.
Right. We need to rescue her.
But we don't know where Conklin took her.
Actually, we do.
We do?
Before Conklin escaped, I figured out where they went.
London, 1697.
Thanks for interrupting, Katrina.
My pleasure.
Katrina? You knew too?
It says it right there on the time machine. London, 1697.
Oh. I knew that. I was just testing you.
Anyway, now that the troll time machine only takes two people to operate, we don't need any more help. So see you back in Oshkosh, Katrina.
Smell you later, Brad.
I can't just leave now.
Yeah, you needed us in the past. You might need us in the future.
Where we're going is still the past, but point taken.
I thought you wanted to get back, Katrina. Now's your chance.
I do. But that's the beauty of time travel, right? We can go back a second after we left and not miss a thing. Besides, we're a team now, for better or worse. Plus, I've never been to London.
Me neither. Hello, Governor.
Ugh, please never do that accent again. Molly, what do you say?
As much as I want to cut you-know-who loose, we don't know if we'll need them again. Fine. We're a team. For now.
Especially me and Max.
Oh, brother. Everybody, hold on. We're taking the tube to London 1697.
This is London? We're surrounded by foliage.
You mean hedges?
I think we're in a garden.
Odd that the trolls would plant a time machine in a garden.
Where else do you plant things?
Good point. Wait, listen!
William of Orange? With his mood today in court, more like William of Blue.
You're incorrigible.
I think I know where we are. Come on.
Whoa, fancy digs.
It's a palace.
It's Hampton Court Palace in southwest London.
Cool, like Hampton Inn?
No, like a palace for the king and queen.
Or a princess. Max, you can be my prince.
Keep dreaming.
Anyway, the palace was originally built for a cardinal during the reign of Henry VIII.
He built this entire palace for a bird?
No, not a cardinal like a bird. A cardinal like an official in the Catholic Church.
Oh.
When the cardinal fell from favor, he gave Henry the palace to save his reputation. Henry then brought all six of his wives to live there and used the palace as a hotel and theater. Later, King James I previewed Shakespeare's Macbeth and Hamlet in the palace's great hall.
Wow. You sure know a lot about history, Max.
What does this have to do with Conklin and Aunt Murgatroyd?
I'm getting there. In 1689, when William of Orange became co-monarch with his wife, Mary II.
William of Orange? That's the dude the guys on the horses were talking about.
That dude, William of Orange, was, or is, the King of England. He also redesigned Hampton Court Palace and built an extensive garden with a maze.
That must be where Conklin took Murgatroyd. Good thinking, Max.
Thanks.
You should be king.
Gross.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, but I do my best.
Can we please find the maze now?
Uh-oh. What's up?
Nothing. 87, 88, 89.
Something's up. You count steps when you're anxious.
I twirl my curls.
I play Fortnite.
101, 102.
What do you do when you're anxious, Max?
I eat ice cream.
What's ice cream?
Ugh, you made me lose count.
Sorry.
If you must know, I'm anxious because nothing makes sense. First, the trolls uninvent ice cream, but then suddenly gelato exists. Then they capture Aunt Murgatroyd and use a pattern to hide her in space-time. But now we've solved the pattern. All the times and places are random. 1336 Thailand, 1503 Florence, 1697 London. It doesn't make sense.
All those dates are getting closer to the present.
Thanks, Captain Obvious. But let's think. In Florence, Conklin upgraded the troll time machine so it only took two people to operate.
Maybe he's bouncing around time, updating the troll infrastructure. That's why the dates seem so random.
That's brilliant. Good thinking, Katrina.
Why now? Conklin could have updated the old time machines any time he wanted.
No, he couldn't. He must be using technology from our time radio, which means the trolls are getting closer to inventing their own time radio.
If that happens, the trolls could easily go back in time and uninvent anything they wanted. Like video games.
Or drums.
Or soccer.
Or cheerleading.
Or sick pranks.
We need to find Aunt Murgatroyd. Now.
I'll find her.
Wait, Brad, don't go into the maze until we know.
And he's gone.
Brad,
where are you?
Great. Now we have to rescue Brad and Aunt Murgatroyd.
Max, you know so much about the Hampton Court Palace. Do you know anything about the maze?
I know the maze is shaped like a trapezoid and has 5 junctions.
Trapezoids aside, 5 junctions mean we have to make 5 turns left or right. Who knows how many variations that could be?
I do.
You do? How?
Extracurricular study. And they're called permutations, not variations.
Okay, show off.
How are you two not friends? You're both math nerds, in the best way.
Okay, Katrina, how do we find the number of permutations?
Since we're solving for permutations with repetitions, the formula is actually pretty simple.
Repetitions? What does that mean?
We can turn left or right multiple times in a row.
That's right.
Or left?
Very funny. What's the formula?
N to the power of R, where N is the number of possible turns and R is the number of junctions. If we plug in the numbers, N equals 2 choices, left or right, and R equals 5, the number of junctions, the answer is 2 to the power of 5.
Power?
The power means the number times itself. In this case, we need to multiply 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2.
Oh.
Ready? 2 times 2 is 4, times 2 is 8, times 2 is 16.
Times 2 is 32. The answer is 32. Aha!
Awesome! How does that help us navigate the maze?
It doesn't.
Brad, can you hear us? Where are you?
Ooh, here come the horse riders again.
Courtiers.
Ooh, I like how you said that.
Shh, quiet.
Psh, some maze. You turn one direction, then the other, then the first, till you reach the center. Amazing.
You're incorrigible.
Hey, did you hear that?
Yeah, those courtiers are catty.
No, about the maze. He said to get through, you turn one direction, then the other, then the first, until you reach the center. That leaves us with 2 variations.
Permutations, Molly. Permutations. Right, left, right, right, right.
Or left, right, left, left, left.
Wow, that was fortunate. Let's see which one's right or left.
Still not funny. Brad, there you are.
Hey, I got lost.
After the first turn.
We were calling you.
Sorry, I had headphones on.
Okay, we turned right first and hit a dead end.
But found Brad.
Which means we have to go left, right, left, left, left. Quick, let's turn back.
All right, we reached the center of the maze.
That was easy. Now what?
What's that?
A trap door. It's locked.
Look what shape it is.
A trapezoid. A trapezoid trapdoor. Just like the shape of the maze.
There's also an equation.
Top base equals 6. Bottom base equals 12. Side equals 5. Area equals x. No idea.
Brad, on this we agree. Math nerds.
Katrina, in any of those extracurriculars, did you learn how to calculate the area of a trapezoid?
Yeah. But we need the height. And this only gives the length of the slanted side.
Wait a sec. What is a trapezoid?
Good question. It's a trap.
With a zoid.
Oh, boy. A trapezoid is a square with 2 right triangles on either side.
So, if we can solve for the base of the triangles, we can use the Pythagorean theorem to find the height.
That's genius, Mol. Good thinking, Molly.
Thanks. Anyway,
To find the base of the triangle, we'll need to subtract the top base from the bottom base, then divide by 2.
The bottom base equals 12. The top base equals 6, so 12 minus 6 equals 6. Divided by 2 equals
3. That's the base of the triangle, and we already know the hypotenuse, or the slanted side, is 5.
To find the height of the triangle, we need to plug in the values to the Pythagorean theorem, which is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. With the values plugged in, it's 3 squared plus b squared equals 5 squared.
That reduces to 3 times 3 plus b equals 5 times 5.
5 times 5 is 25, and 3 times 3 is 9. What number plus 9 equals 25?
16!
Nice, Max.
So b times b equals 16.
Which means b is 4?
Yes, 4 times 4 equals 16, which means 4 is the square root of 16.
It also means 4 is the height of the trapezoid.
Now that we have the height, how do we find the area of the trapezoid?
We take the total length of the bases, times it by the height, and divide by 2.
Oh boy.
No problem. The top base is 6, the bottom base is 12. 6 plus 12 is 18.
18 times 4 is 72.
And 72 divided by 2 is 36. The area of the trapezoid is 36.
Whoa, the trap door is unlocking.
There's a ladder leading down. Come on, let's go.
But it's dark down there. It's probably icky bugs.
Come on, Brad. Don't be such a chicken.
Yeah. Don't be a chicken, Brad.
You coming, Max?
Yep, I'm right behind him all.
We made it!
Now what? I can barely see.
I hope my phone flashlight works.
Ah! We're not alone!
Oh, problem solvers?
Emergatroid! Are we glad to see you?
Oh, likewise. Hello, Brad and Katrina. Thanks for your help.
I didn't do that much.
Hi, Miss Murgatroyd. Max told me a lot about you. I think you're awesome.
Not too much, I hope.
Nope. Just the basic facts.
Anyway, it's nice to see you all.
Even if what?
Even if this is a troublesome troll trap.
What? A trap?
Ezoid. Trapezoid. Those trolls are pretty clever, huh?
You think?
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Daniel Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, Jonathan Regeer, Taya Garland, and Sheila Morris. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.